Brett House is a senior fellow at the McGill Center for International Governance Innovation. This is all about a study, and it's all about something we talked an awful lot about before the last provincial election, and that focused on real estate here in Montreal, primarily, obviously in Quebec, but primarily here in Montreal. A lot of people saying, okay, you know what, this time it's going to happen, I'm not staying. We heard from so many people saying basically that same thing. I'm going to leave, I'm moving, I'm finally going to do it. Other people saying, I put my house up for sale, I can't even get a visit, much less an offer. Well, it turns out we have some new figures now suggesting that since that election, with the Liberals now in power, things have begun to change in this market. So, Brett, do you attribute this, or would it be fair to say this is attributable to the change in government?
I wish we could say that, but the Sotheby's numbers that came out recently aren't detailed enough really to show that. They're data that covers the last 6 months from the beginning of the year until the end of June, and they show that in the million-dollar-plus segment of the real estate market, you had an 11% increase in sales, so 22 more houses changed hands. But we can't tell from the Sotheby's data how much of that happened after the April 7th election or before. And there were a lot of other things happening at the same time. We had interest rates come down at the end of March. BMO put their five-year rate at 2.99%, the lowest we've had in generations. The economy stayed stable. We had the end of the winter and people starting to look again. And the election was really just one of a host of factors that probably led to a slight improvement in the real estate market around that time.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be, as you're suggesting, it wouldn't be far-fetched to assume that that had something to do with it, because we're also looking at a scenario here, according to the Sotheby's study as well, where people made offers on homes conditional on how the election turned out.
Well, they say that anecdotally in the Globe and Mail report on the study, but it actually isn't mentioned in the study itself. And in the rest of the market, the market that matters to you and me, the stuff under $1 million, we've seen a lot of inventory build up. The amount of time that condos are staying on the market in Montreal has ballooned out to 115 days. And we're seeing double-digit increases in listings of condos at the same time that the actual sales of them is going down. So, for the part of the market that actually matters to the average person, we haven't seen a massive improvement.
But, you bring up an interesting point, because, you'd have to be blind not to see it. But in this city, there's just such an oversupply of condos. They seem to be going up everywhere, certainly in the downtown core, which would lead you to believe that has a lot to do with it.
What you're seeing is a massive expansion in supply, but we're not seeing the demand to reach it yet. About 2 years ago, we had 6.8 months of condo inventory on the market here in Montreal. Last year at this time, it was up to 9.9 months worth. Now it's at 11.5 months worth. So we're just seeing supply exploding, but we're not seeing the buyers come in.
Well, so where does that line sort of get crossed? How much does that have to keep going up before people say, okay, now this is a really good value, now I'm going to buy, or is that just not going to happen?
Well, it really depends on the sellers bringing their price expectations down. If they do, you'll start seeing that inventory clear out. If they keep holding to the prices that they're looking for now.
Is there a magic number, though, where that tends to happen?
You should be starting to see it now, especially as more buildings come on. But, it's not a hard and fast rule, because you've got a lot of other conditions in play.
I wonder, though, in a city like Montreal, where so much was made of the fact, and I realize, as you said, a lot of this is anecdotal, but we heard so many people talking about leaving, so many people, basically saying they were fed up, they were done. Psychologically, that has to affect people as far as this market goes, to sit back and go, you know what, I'm not going to do anything for now. I am going to wait. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. And, I don't want there to be any doubt that removing the specter of a referendum can only be positive for the economy. It's just we don't have the data to show it yet.
How do you think this goes through the rest of the year? Is it tough to predict, I say, the next 6 months?
Well, we've got improving conditions here. We've got stable conditions across the country, but we've got, at the same time, south of the border, the U.S. Fed is starting to remove some of the additional monetary stimulus that it's provided. So you could see an upward trend in market interest rates, and that might put a little damping on the real estate market, because you're going to see mortgage rates creep up a little bit. At the same time, though, our economy continues to chug along pretty nicely, and I think, it's not far-fetched at all to say that with a Liberal government in place rather than a government that's planning on a referendum, you can expect slightly higher economic growth than you otherwise would.
You mentioned about mortgage rates being at historical lows, 2.99% for a five-year. I think I saw someone go to 2.89 not that long ago.
Yep.
you know, I just wonder, how do we compare, say, to the U.S. in that category?
You know, we're pretty close. The difference isn't terribly meaningful. But what is different is that we haven't had a correction in our housing market. So the cost of borrowing money is more or less the same, but the cost of our houses is way too high. Both the IMF and the OECD in Paris have sounded the alarm over the last few months mm-hmm. that housing prices here are just completely out of whack with where earnings are and with the comparative cost of renting a place is. So we're really set up for a potentially really rough correction here because housing prices are huge and we never got a retreat right. on them during the Great Recession the way the U.S. did.
When you say here, do you mean here in Montreal or here in Canada?
Hey, it's a good clarification. I mean across Canada.
Okay.
And so therefore then you do have to break that down into particular markets. The overpricing is worse in Toronto and Calgary and Vancouver than it is here. So, you know, the distance we potentially have to fall is a lot smaller in Montreal.
All right. Interesting stuff. Brett, I was going to ask you if we just had time, how much, if you can take into account, foreign buyers are still influencing this market. Is still a big issue?
Well, you know, that's just as anecdotal as the information about, you know, whether people are holding off on making exchanges for the election. Everyone says they're a big part of the market, and everyone thinks that there are a lot of Chinese and Russians and Brazilians, people who are scared about holding capital in their home markets, putting money into condos in our four biggest cities. If it's true, they're putting a lot of money in because it's taking a lot of money to sustain these markets. And if so, it's also kind of dangerous because if they stop coming in, then a lot of support for these markets is going to be gone.
Fascinating stuff. Brett, thanks so much. Great talking to you.
Thank you.
Brett Huss, Senior Fellow at the Center for International Governance Innovation here at McGill. Yeah, very, very interesting. A lot of anecdotal information there. Did you know that about condo supply, that we're at that high a number, over 11% now? Wow. Going to get good news for buyers, I guess, pretty soon.